have your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stumped since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, if you're not sucking down the fluoride that's coming to you from CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News and all the other old media combined, then you know that Ron Paul is dominating recently the delegate collection heading into the Republican National Convention in August in Tampa, Florida. But you will not hear about it anywhere else this hour. You will hear about it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're planning to have Doug Weed up momentarily as soon as we get him, senior campaign advisor to the Ron Paul run for the presidency. Very cool stuff happening here. And I was just talking about osteoporosis at the end of last hour. I mentioned fluoride because as my listeners are very astute and able to discern that the chemical added to a lot of municipally treated water supplies actually increases heavy metal absorption, mercury, toxicity, etc. That's why I say the fluoride's not only coming in the water, but it's coming from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. But not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have senior campaign advisor to Ron Paul, Doug Weed, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Doug, welcome.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
I am so thrilled about what's happening out there. Of course, we know that he's not going to get the love that he gets in the new media. But Ron Paul is winning delegates like, oh my gosh, Romney's got to be panicking.
Yesterday, as you may know, we swept 74% of the delegates in the congressional district conventions in Louisiana. That means when the state of Louisiana has their GOP state convention coming up in June, 74%, June 2nd, I believe it's in Shreveport, 74% of the delegates sitting on the floor will be Ron Paul delegates, and they will choose the delegates that go to Tampa for the Republican National Convention. So it's another real surprise coup from the Ron Paul campaign.
Well, an irate, tireless minority is proving itself to be a majority on the ground at a lot of these caucus states and the delegate selection, and even states that didn't have caucuses. So we're seeing like Minnesota, Iowa, Washington State, Minnesota. I mean, this is amazing. I think they said he needs five states to officially be on the ballot there should there be a brokered convention.
That's right. That's right. And Colorado, mm-hmm, and Nevada and Maine are also states where we're in contention. It's too bad we lost the battle in North Dakota. It's interesting. Some of our critics say, well, you're stealing these conventions because you didn't win the state primaries. But North Dakota is a very good example. We beat Romney in North Dakota. And yet Romney lawyers and parliamentarians and audiovisual people came in and basically stole the state convention from us. So we had a lot of delegates there on the floor, but they couldn't vote for the delegation to the RNC because they pulled all the paper ballots, and our people didn't know what to do. Do we go up on stage and write their name on the screen because they were using big screens? And so we got outmaneuvered on that one, but most of them were doing very well, and it's quite a surprise insurgency.
Yeah, well, if Romney wants the Badlands of North Dakota, give it to him. He'll freeze. But we've got the warmth of Louisiana and many other states that are recognizing enough is enough. The status quo is not good. Establishment Republicans, establishment Democrats are not serving the interests of the American people. They've all been bought off by a sort of a fascistic culture in government where a global, let's say, corporate mentality, where there's an artificial creation of the state or an artificial creation that is beyond the state, now runs, operates, controls controls, and we're ruled over by a bureaucratic oligarchy.
Well, it's it's almost like the lights come on for people who begin to see what's happening. We were quite taken by the large Hispanic following that Ron Paul has. For example, in Clark County, Nevada, we carried 52% of the Hispanic vote, and all the other candidates split the rest. And we talked to some of the voters and the delegates. We said, why, what's your interest in Ron Paul? What's the connection? And they said, some of them told us stories. They said, you know, our family immigrated from El Salvador or from Guatemala or from Latin America, and we had corruption in those countries. And we came to America to find the American dream and to live out the American dream. And we got here, and we realized there's corruption here, that the Federal Reserve creates all this new money at 0% interest for their buddies and for favored banks and corporations, and there's not a free market. And it shocked us. We weren't prepared for that. And the one man who's exposing it and pulling the curtain back on all of this is Dr. Ron Paul. And that's the attraction. It's the same as the young people who are attracted to Ron Paul. It's the fear of the loss of the American dream that it's slipping away from us because of the corruption we're experiencing now in this country.
We're talking with Doug Weed, senior campaign advisor to Ron Paul, and I've got him linked up, DougWeed.com, as well as his WordPress blog, DougWeed.wordpress.com, including some of his discussion about the delicate math that is making, let's say, the establishment Republicans very nervous. But there isn't a genuine groundswell of excitement for Mitt Romney. It's lacking. It's not like everybody in the Republican Party is going, well, if Ron Paul would just get out of the way, we'd all be Romney-holics suddenly.
Yeah, it's in fact even worse than it seems. As you know, in one of the last Rasmussen polls, Ron Paul beats Barack Obama. Mitt Romney ties Barack Obama. And I guess the best illustration of what you just said is for now more than a year, the Mitt Romney campaign is sending out these promos asking for a $1 donation. Click here and you make a $1 donation. Now, why would the Romney campaign want a $1 donation? And for this $1, you enter a sweepstakes where you can fly and be with the candidate and go out to dinner with him and be on the campaign trail with him. And you get all of these things if you're the winner, if you make this $1 donation and you're selected as the winner. So why? What's behind that? We know that it costs $8 to process a donation, which means that if someone makes a $1 donation, they lose $7 every time someone donates a dollar. So in processing the data and the reports to the FEC and all that's involved. So why would they lose all that money to get those $1 donations? And the answer is their FEC reports are horrible. They show just small groups of very wealthy people. This is the Goldman Sachs candidate, and the masses of people across the country don't support him. He can't pull that giant crowd compared to Ron Paul, and so it's embarrassing. They're actually spending money to try to get donations from small donors.
So Mitt Romney is now the lottery candidate. Sign up and be part of the Mitt Romney lottery. You might win a dinner with him. And, of course, they might even throw in a gumball for you. But I don't know which was worth more, the penny or the gumball.
Well, the object, of course, is they're trying to attract small donors in diverse states so that when they file these FEC reports, as they do each quarter, they aren't so embarrassing, so they don't have Ron Paul beating them in the number of small donations. They want to show that they're not just
right.
The candidate of the big banks.
Well, it's going to be hard-pressed. They'll be hard-pressed to do that because, as we've covered here on this show, the major supporters of both Obama and Romney are pretty much the same all the way through from Goldman Sachs on down.
Yep, and Barclays and J.P. Morgan and Bank of America, and you're right. And it explains what happened in the debates when you have major companies who are the advertisers on these television networks. Their advertising dollars depend on the low interest loans that they get from these major banks that are getting 0% interest loans from the Federal Reserve, and all of us are paying for it. That money comes from all of us, not just the middle class. It comes from the poor in diminished value of the dollar. So while the poor man says, well, I'm not paying any taxes. The government's paying everything for me. Every year when there's quantitative easing and there's an increase in this money supply, the dollar that goes to the poor man is diminished. And so we have had, ironically, under Barack Obama, the most liberal president ever in American history, we've had the greatest transfer of wealth from the rich, from the poor to the rich in American history. It's just the math has taken over, and this process is happening exponentially. It doesn't matter whether the president claims to be a conservative or a Democrat. It's the math has taken over.
Yes. Well, as we're wrapping up here with you, Doug, obviously there's still a lot going on behind the scenes that the old media is not covering. Clearly, to me, Romney doesn't have this thing locked up yet.
No, he doesn't. He's likely to, and he can understand a lot of things can be undone retroactively. You could get to Tampa and the majority of the delegates could just say, we're not going to recognize the delegation from the state of Louisiana, this Ron Paul delegation.
Oh,
there's all
man.
Kinds of games that can be played, and that's why, but that could cost the election too. So
sure.
We have to be on our toes, and we appreciate all the help people are giving us.
Well, Doug, we appreciate you and what you're doing for Ron Paul, and hopefully we can check in as the campaign continues here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug Weed, and we've got lots more healing. 25 horrible statistics that both Romney and Obama don't want you to know about the economy. Economic healing up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.5590. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.9718, $8.4859 for a half ounce, or $4.2429 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.9718, $8.4859, and $4.2429.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Follow me on Twitter. It's RS Bell Media. RS Bell Media. Of course, all the links are up there at robertscottbell.com, including the show notes to Doug Weed. We appreciate him stopping by on this Sunday afternoon in the East Coast to give us the update on the fact that it is not over, as Yogi Berra says, till it's over. And even then, all the things that they're going to try and pull on you, Ron Paul delegates, including my mom, who's not on any osteoporosis drugs. And she's a state delegate for Ron Paul in Georgia. We'll see where that goes. Give you some updates there as well. The number, if you'd like to be a part of the show this hour, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can reach me. Leave a message, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, economic healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 25 horrible statistics about the U.S. economy that Barack Obama does not want you to know. And when you say that, you think, well, then Romney must be in the driver, the catbird seat. No, he doesn't want you to know these things either, because none of his fixes are fixes. They're only there to precipitate more economic enslavement. In a quote from this article I have linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com, listen to this. The human capacity for self-delusion truly is remarkable. Most people out there end up believing exactly what they want to believe, even when the truth is staring them right in the face. My question to you is, how many Federal Reserve notes will it take to enslave you? It's like, how many licks of a Tootsie Roll pop can you take to get to the center of the Tootsie Roll? And my son, you know, he's 12, he says, I know how to do that. I'll just take out the Glock 9 millimeter and shoot it. There you go. You're there. No waiting. Of course, the Second Amendment, alive and well on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But the number one answer here on the top 25 horrible stats, I'm going to go through a few of them, not all 25, but some that jumped out for me. You can let me know if I missed any that are critical. Number one, the percentage of Americans that own homes is dropping rapidly. According to Gallup, the current level of home ownership in the United States is the lowest that Gallup has ever measured. Home ownership down. Now, I'm here to tell you that even if you think you own your home, you don't. Even if you have no mortgage on your home, just try to not pay what are known as property taxes. And then you'll see how well you own your home, how phony home ownership is in America. Because the banks have it rigged. They give you something. They are not at risk at all. What do they give you? Digits, completely created out of thin air. Federal Reserve notes being devalued at rates faster than the Starship Enterprise can travel in Star Trek. Lowest ownership, it's been zero for a long time, unless you own your property in allodium. And you hold allodial title, those are the mineral rights. If you do not own them, you do not own the property you think you own. It is real estate, it is completely different, and they can take it away from you, and I'm going beyond eminent domain, if they say you looked at me cross-eyed. They could say, hey, Steve Cooksey out there, you diabetes blogger, you think you're so smart, you're talking about healing from diabetes without our help? We're licensed and sanctioned from the state, we're dietitians. I think we're going to take your property. You don't think so? That's what a fine is. That's what imprisonment is. You are your own property, and they remove you from your ability to move about the cabin freely, the U.S. cabin. You don't think we become a fascist culture? You simply look cross-eyed at a cop and tape them while they're doing something illegal. You're in jail. You're in trouble. Whereas the good cops go, hey, bring on the video. We want you to show that we're doing the right thing here. They got nothing to hide. Of course, that's what they say about the American people. And they go after small farmers who simply don't deposit enough money into their checking account or banking account because of Bank Secrecy Acts based on, what, post-9/11 America,
where suddenly terrorism was new. No, terrorism's been around since there's been people. I'm not going to go there. Anyway, number three, last year an astounding 53% of all U.S. college graduates under the age of 25 were either unemployed or underemployed. You go to college, you're going to get a good job, right? Now you get out with debt that you can't repay. There's $1 trillion-plus student loan bubble. 53% can't even find a job. They're going back to live with mom and grandma, right? This is going to be like going to live in India, in America, coming up. You don't understand what's happening here. You're not prepared. Don't say the Robert Scott Bell Show didn't warn you. Number nine on the list of the top 25 things that Obama doesn't want you to know about the U.S. economy, and don't think Romney's going to save you from it either. It's only Ron Paul. At this point, that's clear, or it should be. In 1962, 28% of all jobs in America were manufacturing jobs. Nearly 3 out of every 10 jobs. That's not including all the farmers that they used to be. But in 2011, just a year ago, only 9% of all jobs in America were manufacturing jobs. That's less than 10%. And you wonder how we're going to get out of this economic disaster that we're in? We don't produce anything. We produce very little. But, of course, the Federal Reserve and your Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner, and Obama and Romney both think, well, we could just basically loan our way out of it. We can print our money way out of it. But guess what? There's no inflation. No, since Barack Obama entered the White House, the price of gasoline has only risen by more than 100%. Of course, they'll say, well, that's not inflation. It's because of those evil OPEC countries. It's because Gaddafi in Libya didn't want to accept the petrodollar. In Iran, they don't want the petrodollar. In many parts of the world, they're going to say, why should we accept the Federal Reserve note? You're diminishing the value with every Federal Reserve note you print or digitize into existence. That's why we have the strongest military on the planet, not to protect our borders, but to protect Federal Reserve note dollar hegemony. Right? You understand what's going on here? They've duped us all. The military, the good people in the military, they've been duped. They're not out there defending the Constitution. They swear and uphold, defend from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, you want to know who enemy number one is? The Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, and whoever replaces him. Number 15 on the list of the top 25 economic things they don't want you to know about, right? Obama doesn't want you to know, but Romney's not going to bring it up either. If he does, it's going to be a feigned attempt because he's supported, like Doug Weed said, by the very same moneyed interests, Wall Street interests, that are supporting Barack Obama. Household incomes all over the United States continue to fall after adjusting for what? Inflation. Wait, I thought you said there's no inflation, Bernanke, Geithner, Obama. No inflation, my aspirin. Median household income in America has declined by 7.8% since 2007. In the meantime, you could be paid more Federal Reserve notes, but the purchasing power of those notes going down. How many people can buy food without government assistance? Number 17 on the list, as of November 2008, it's worse now 4 years later, 30.8 million Americans were on food stamps. That's over 10% of the U.S. population can't buy food without government assistance. Is that because Bush, give me a break, man. It's establishment Republicans and Democrats, two sides of the same coin. I'm not even going to go in there. Today, more than 46 million. Yes, it was 46 million are on food stamps now. 16 million more, 15 million more. Number 19 on the list, according to the U.S. Census Bureau today, 49% of all Americans live in a home that receives some form of benefits from the federal government. And number 25 on the list, the Federal Reserve continues to what? Systematically destroy the value of the U.S. dollar since 1970. Oh, we've only lost 83% of that value. Oh, that's not so bad, is it? It'll be all right. They'll print more. They'll wallpaper your mouth, their ears, your brain with this stuff. Man, we've got lots more healing to do, including the top 10 toxic chemicals for autism. Coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, I promise you, it's not all doom and gloom. In fact, it takes what it takes. If you heard that, some people can be annoyed. What do you mean it takes what it? Well, listen, if you were ill like I was ill in my life, you'd learn, hey, it took what it took for me to wake up. It took me getting sick enough, being divorced from reality enough, taking enough pharmaceutical drugs, shots, surgeries, before I said, enough is enough. I shall not suffer in this way anymore. And unless you have the perspective and reality, realize that the power to heal is yours. It was given to you by that which created you, and that you're not a creature of government. You're a creature of much greater things, dare I say God. Then you're going to accept the limitations on your existence placed upon you by the FDA, the EPA, the CDC, the Federal Reserve, the SEC, the FTC, the FCC. You follow me? All these alphabet soup agencies that want to say, oh, no, you're constrained in that box. Well, no, we got to make it smaller. You're constrained in that. And pretty soon, you're a farm animal that's no longer on a farm. You're on a factory farm. And you're a human that's caged. Caged by what? By government. The great danger to our liberty is not terrorism. The great danger to our liberty is the unchecked growth of government, a government that no longer has a separation of powers, executive, judicial, and legislative, but where all three are combined into the executive branch under Bush, Obama, Clinton, Bush, whoever. It doesn't matter. And that you've been played for a fool. Maybe I was early in my life, too. That, well, the government's really looking out for us. Of course, the war on cancer that Nixon declared is for real. It's legitimate. Look at all the people we're helping. No, look at all the people that they're killing in the name of helping you. We can go to the vaccine industrial complex and talk about the disaster that that is, but I would rather have you go to robertscottbell.com and download, by the link there, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, All the Things They Don't Want You to Hear, by John Rappaport and me. And you will be transformed positively and powerfully to see what's going on. But look, an irate, tireless minority, yep, you can do it. You push the Obama administration back on the issue of this new farm child labor proposal. That's right. A proposal by the U.S. Department of Labor that would have restricted children under the age of 16 from performing certain routine chores on family farms has been officially revoked. According to the Daily Caller, I've got the story linked up through Natural News, which originally broke the story. Groundswell of public outcry that occurred after the story went viral ultimately led to the decision, and we announced it here the moment we heard about it last week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yep, that's right. Attacks on family farms. You want to talk about economic attacks? Look at a story I covered earlier in the week, and all of the archives are downloadable for free. You can go to robertscottbell.com or click through naturalnewsradio.com to the Robert Scott Bell Show archives. And you can catch up with everything, including the story on the fact that the whole Know Your Customer program, the whole, we've got banking secrecy, we've got to know everything that you do. They went and attacked small family farmers, one particularly in Maryland, who was depositing just under $10,000 each time they went to the bank because, well, they gained more, but it's evidently illegal to deposit less than $10,000 if you have more than $10,000. Did you know that? Is it your money? Do you know it's not your money? The Federal Reserve, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, they own you if you work for those scraps of paper that are evidences of debt, not truly money in the true scheme of things. But until you read books like Whatever Happened to Penny Candy with Your Children by Richard Mayberry and his Uncle Eric series, you don't know this. You know it if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know it if you read The Creature from Jekyll Island. But the average American still lost in a sea, a haze of polluted Federal Reserve notes claiming to be money. And this is how they're going to nail everybody. Right? It's not your money. We want to track you, everything you do. What are you going to do next? You're going to move into what? Gold, silver, barter, exchange? What's happening when it collapses? When hyperinflation hits and an egg costs 100 Federal Reserve notes, or 1,000 or a trillion like the Zimbabwe dollars that it ended up being. Well, upcoming, we've got the top 10 toxic chemicals suspected of causing autism and learning disabilities. And a lot more to heal with the little time we have left on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com and say thanks to those who are supporting us here. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, taking your orders right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Would you like a double cheeseburger with extra meat glue? Oh, yummy. Oh, that sounds so delicious, Robert. Why didn't you say so? Of course I want some extra meat glue on my burger. Yes, it's just not enough to have a little bit. Throw a lot in there. It's amazing the things that Americans are willing to eat. And I've got that story linked up at the Robert Scott Bell Show blog at robertscottbell.com. Transglutaminase. Yummy. Not. But you could be eating it. Check it out. Probably your kids are eating it at school along with the pink slime. Great news on that. Listen, your kids, you know, we talk about it. We open the show talking about all the things that are hampering the kids with the ADHD drugs, etc. Little babies being born addicted to FDA-approved pain-killing drugs as well. What else do we have to be concerned with? Well, here are the top 10 toxic chemicals suspected of causing autism and learning disabilities. Now, the good news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is we'll tell you what to do to undo the damage. But in the meantime, how many millions of children have been harmed by the approval and use of these things? Back when I was a kid, there was leaded gasoline, and they had noticed all these learning disabilities happening within the inner cities where a lot of the leaded gasoline exhausts were just situating. Lead, of course, was supposedly removed from the gas, but there are a lot of sources of lead still there. In Latin, we call it plumbum metallicum. Plumbum is the Latin name for lead. And we will utilize homeopathic medicine to stimulate the metabolism to go after it, but we must have adequate amounts of minerals to bind it. Glutathione and metallothionines to bind this stuff out. How do we do it? Well, we've got to get extra selenium in our system. If it's through sea vegetation or the food-grown selenium that I utilize here that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. With anything I say on this list, you're going to need extra selenium, at least a couple hundred micrograms a day. You're going to want to increase glutathione levels. If you can get some raw whey protein, whey, you can also increase glutathione production as well. But remember, you need that selenium. Methylmercury, number two on the list, although I might put that at number one. Mercury toxicity. Mercurius, if you will, homeopathically. Yes, there are heavy metal detox and mercury detox formulations. There are super green foods that we talk about. I've talked about the use of the superfoods from Shentrition along with the adaptogens as well that are going to be critical. I'll give you out their number as well, a few phone numbers that I want you to call up. You want to increase essential fats because with any learning disabilities, there's going to be a wrong-headed diagnosis by a dietitian that says, oh my gosh, your kid's eating way too much fat. We need to go on low-fat or no-fat diets. Those are disasters. You know who should be imprisoned? Not bloggers like Steve Cooksey who are telling the truth, but dietitians who are attacking bloggers who are telling the truth, are telling you you need low fat, no fat for kids. Kids need loads of fat. Organic butter, ghee, coconut oil, these kind of things that are high in saturated fat, very critical for their neurological and endocrine development as well. How about organophosphate pesticides, organochlorine pesticides, endocrine disruptors from plastics, bisphenol A, as well as those pesticides just mentioned? All of these things, most are, unfortunately, fat-soluble toxins. So it doesn't mean, well, that's why we need to go on low-fat diets, Robert. No. The toxic fat that you're eating is contained in it. What we need are the organic clean fats, even the saturated fats, that will help you to metabolize and move these things through. We're going to have to sweat. We're going to have to get out there in the sunshine. And if not, then you're going to have to find some level of far-infrared heating technology. And we've talked about that. There are links up over the years that we've covered the far-infrared heat healing light energy saunas. Also very critical. How about automotive exhaust? Even without lead, you've got carbon monoxide replacing oxygen, starving the higher functions of the brain by replacing the oxygen receptors there. Polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Brominated flame retardants. That's right, your pajamas. The kids' pajamas, if you're still using these polybrominated compounds, flame retardants, perfluorinated compounds, POFAs, or PFOAs, how we say that, yes. These things are organic volatiles, not organic in the good sense of the word. And we are going to have to increase our detox pathways, increase selenium, utilizing even the organic coffee enemas that are so critical, if you know how to use them, to drive the caffeine directly to the liver, not the adrenals, via that back door, so to speak, methodology. But it empowers you to heal. It empowers you to not be a victim of the pharmaceutical industrial complex when they tell your child that has autism, well, of course they need antibiotics. When in fact what they need is to restore integrity to the gastrointestinal system that has been destroyed by vaccines, antibiotics, and all the things that are contained within them, including some of these top 10 toxins that are now correlated, associated with autism and learning disabilities. And, of course, all of these things can lead to what? The big C, cancer. And can you believe it? There's more bogus science claiming that dietary supplements are not good for you when you have cancer. But we'll talk about the reason why they've come to that conclusion. After this, get ready to write down some phone numbers I want you to call. Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty 6 days a week right here on GCN as well as National News Radio Monday through Friday. Stand by. Lots more healing to go to wrap up the show.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com.
Save fuel, save money, save earth.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Shout out to all my listeners in the Atlanta area at the Live Expo this weekend, seeing Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, where you can get a lot of the food-grown nutrients we get here on the RSB show. And he is at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, as well as my friends in the Bay Area, San Francisco. Big event there. Guess who's there? Stephen and Erica Rogers, and they're with the Shentrition Company, right? Shentrition.com. I've got it linked up in the show notes. You can call them at 866-497-7436. I don't ask for much here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, just for you to say thanks to those who support this message of health freedom and real liberty. These are the courageous few that are putting their money where their mouth is, that they believe in your freedom to heal. Give them a call and say thanks for me at 866-497-7436, as well as my good friends at Nordic Naturals, NordicNaturals.com. I think we're overdue for getting my good friend back on. We got to talk more essential fats there, Stuart Tomp. But look forward to that. Listen, as we're wrapping up the show today, of course, Big C, cancer always in the news. And they're utilizing, let's say, propaganda techniques, as well as I talked about with Steve Cooksey, the diabetes warrior, the blogger that they're going after, or we're going after in North Carolina. They utilize the social media. Now, they also use the so-called pseudoscientific media to promote certain studies. And here's a study I have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com titled Beware of Dietary Supplements for Cancer Prevention. How about Beware of Oncologists for Cancer Treatment? Now, that would be a headline that would make some sense. But government regulators and the scientific community should work to ensure that they give clear guidance to the public about dietary supplements and cancer risk, according to a commentary established in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, NCI. Never really met a supplement that they liked. Evidence says, well, it might be good to have supplements, but then again, we don't have the gold standard in evidence-based medicine. They call that the randomized controlled studies in evidence-based medicine. And they say, oh, it's not confirmed. You know, I'll tell you what the gold standard in evidence-based medicine is. It's Steve Cooksey. It's a guy like Steve, a country boy, who goes out and says no to the doctors, no to the dietitians, and heals his diabetes through eating better. No, not eating the way the dietitians tell him to eat, but the way that mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, great-grandma, great-grandpa, we go back 1,000 years eating. That is the gold standard, in my humble opinion, of evidence-based, if you will, studies. For I'll take that any day over a pharmaceutically conflicted, government-funded, i.e. taxpayer-stolen funds, study to promote oncology, the field of killing patients, basically, and occasionally going, hey, this guy lived 5 years, so we declare him cure, only that 5 years, one day, he dies of another cancer that was created by the very radiation and chemotoxins that they threw into your body. Now, to examine the potential role of supplements, dietary supplements in cancer, the risk, Maria Elena Martinez, PhD, University of California, San Diego, Morris Cancer Center, and her colleagues looked at observational studies of several supplements. Guess which three that they mentioned? Folic acid, vitamin D, and calcium. The three that are not even the most potent nor the most appropriate to address cancer, particularly in the form that they mention.
Folic acid is the wrong form of that supplement, if you will, to take. You should be taking the folate form, F-O-L-A-T-E. Folic acid is largely unusable by the body in that form, except that which is converted. The folate form is ready for you to be used, and you can use it. And Jonathan has it at choosetobehealthy.com. Vitamin D. I am a big fan of vitamin D. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say vitamin D is evil. But if you're getting it from eating, let's say, things that are extracted from the skin of pigs or sheep lanolin, that is not the optimal way to get your vitamin D. Other than sunshine exposure, I would encourage you to eat high levels of those grasses, those superfoods that contain it naturally, even sea vegetation. And, of course, if you drink raw, real milk of cows that are eating the grasses that are grown in good old Dr. Sunshine, as Dr. Frank King talks about it on The Healing Revolution, Fridays on The Robert Scott Bell Show. So here they're talking about a synthetic variety of vitamin D primarily, and of course calcium, the macro mineral that people are taking too much of, often not in balance with magnesium and other minerals that are much more critical to shore up what? The connective tissue. Because even if you get cancer, it cannot grow in a body. In other words, it cannot metastasize in a body that has such strong connective tissue. What? Due to the micro minerals, including the silicon, the silica that we get from Alpha Health products that, again, Jonathan has. And, of course, the exhaustion of our adrenal glands, of our thyroid glands, of all of our endocrine system due to the fact that we don't have enough adaptogens in the superfoods that we're eating. Which is why, again, I've adopted Shentrition as well as a key point, a key nutritional starting point for those of you who are ready to get on the road to true health, healing, longevity, and not the phony halfway there, partway there that is often promoted in the synthetic, pharmaceutically conflicted, so-called dietary supplement industry. And I would encourage you, because I love the dietary supplement industry, I love the health food stores out there, to promote the use of food-grown nutrients. Look to encourage your local health food stores that you love, the people that you love and really are helping you out, to continue to support the small companies that are producing food-grown nutrients. And better yet, start growing those nutrients in your backyard, your side yard, your front yard, your kitchen window. Grow vertically, whatever you got to do to learn it. And a lot of those things are available to you in that new media outlet called Natural News. And, of course, 5 additional days of the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio. I am so grateful to Doug Weed from the Ron Paul Campaign, Senior Advisor, for being on board with us today to share the good news about the movement back to liberty and that Ron Paul is not giving up, so don't you give up either. Thanks again for Steve Cooksey, the diabetes warrior, the blogger in North Carolina who's standing up to the monster, the behemoth known as the American Dietetics Association, the State Dietitian Board, who want a monopoly on the dissemination of what they can say, what you can say, what you can relate about your own healing stories. All that we relate to you here every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Genesis Communications. Thank you to all of my listeners all around planet Earth. Hello to all of you up in Alaska. Hope it warms up for you soon as well. This is a place for health, freedom, and liberty. Remember the vaccine seminar, all of those things they don't want you to hear. Armed and Dangerous, it's available. RobertScottBell.com. Click the download. Get it! Why would you do that, Robert? Because on this show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.